You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say today? We say WTW, don't we? We do indeed. It is Wednesday. It is the 13th, and that is of the month of April. Time right now, we're just a minute after 6 o'clock. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, from now till 10 o'clock. Looking at just a couple of things relevant to this date in the world of entertainment, we're going to go, first of all the way back. We've been going quite a way back, haven't we, recently? But we're going to go back to 1742. It's quite famous. George Frederick Handel's Messiah was first performed publicly in Dublin, in Ireland, on this day. Let's move forward to 1963. Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds got his first hit. This is in the major leagues.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's a beautiful day. For me to rock around your way. Oh, number 16.
Sweet nightingale, why do you wake me soon? Sweet nightingale, you're telling me something I don't know. It's 2:45. You're singing, driving me right out of my tree. I'm so tired that I could weep. When all the other birdies are so fast asleep, yeah. Morning is coming. Morning is on its way. Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day. Sweet nightingale, we'll talk it over in the light of day. Why can't it wait? I need my beauty sleep, whatever you say.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. To this beautiful sunshine, I'm rising up. Just a positive vibe, me use and build me up. Overflowing like the hot coffee in a makeup. Ain't no time for easing up. Yeah.
Morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
It's Revelation Day.
Oh, nightingale, you broke a dream or I don't live on my own. Oh, nightingale, I look around but there's nobody home. Rouse yourself and get out of bed. Drag a comb across your sleepy head. Clean your teeth and wash your face. Look like you're a member of the human race.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. Now, Mr. Morning Time, back to evening time. It's a message when we use to uplift mankind. Whether you know of the bubble or you know of the wine. Enjoy, it's a beautiful time.
Oh, morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Revelation Day.
Morning is coming. Morning is on its way.
On its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Oh, there we go. Yes, good morning. Morning's coming, boys and girls. Yes, the sun's just starting to wake up. Time on the Breakfast Show, 5 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Yeah, it's a short week this week. Just got today and tomorrow. And it's the Easter weekend, isn't it? Lovely.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now.
I think Elton John's famous last words after a crawl around the English pubs. I'm still standing. This is River Deep, Mountain High from Jimmy Barnes.
When you were a young girl, did you have a rag doll? The only one you ever owned. Well, I love you just the way you love that rag doll.
River deep,
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Same old feeling comes from a group called Picketty Witch. By the way, an English band fronted by a lady called Polly Brown. The song was written by John McLeod and Tony McCauley, and 1970 top 10 hit for Picketty Witch in the English charts as well. They also, by the way, vied with a rival version by The Fortunes, and with both versions scoring well enough regionally to reach the top 70 of the Hot 100, the national hit parade maintained by Billboard magazine. Here we go. All exciting stuff, isn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this. We are 15 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Bom, bom, bom. That's it. Get it all sorted out. Get the water done. Who we got for you? It's Samantha Fox. Come on, it's shower time.
Well, since you told me yes, I'm out of control.
Good advice in the shower this morning from Samantha Fox, and hold on tight. So get yourself out of the shower now. Come on, chop chop, on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad bags on. Join me, hot. Have some fun.
There we go then. Ah, worn out after that. Time for a little lie down, I think. Anyway, where have you lot been? That's what I want to know.
For the record, we never broke up. We just took a 14-year vacation.
It's a high comes down to being friends never ends. Shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You just get numb. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another.
I just hurt myself. I take a bottle down from the shelf and raise a toast to my own health, not you. Was it really only me? 'Cause it takes two to disagree. Let's stay close and we'll both be free. That's true.
Tax return.
That's true. That I'm even here today. That's true.
what it's called. Yes, Everything to Everyone from the Bahamas. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 29 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. And if you joined us this morning, thank you so very much. The more the merrier, that's what we say. Let's take a look at some of the local news headlines. We're going to be looking at these in more detail later on during the morning's program at 8 and 9 o'clock. Epidemiological report of yesterday, Tuesday, reports 371 new cases of COVID-19. They did 6,785 tests and a positivity of 5.5%. That's gone up a little bit. The ministry's figures indicate that since the start of the pandemic now, there's been 767,438 cases of coronavirus reported and a total of 8,178 deaths related to the disease. The report also indicates that 2,236 active cases of COVID-19 remain in the country. Of these, 2,151 patients are in home isolation, 2,139 at home and 12 in those hospital hotels. Now, hospitalized, we have 85 patients. Of these, 77 are in the wards and 8 patients in the intensive care unit. At some point in Panama, a fourth dose against COVID-19 will have to be applied, said Panamanian scientist Eduardo Ortega Barria, who reiterated that the pandemic is currently under control. Ortega Barria, who is an advisor to the COVID-19 Panama Vaccine Research Consortium, stressed that the immune response to the virus is decreasing. Now, whether the person contracted the disease or was vaccinated, in addition to the fact that the virus is mutating. We're going to require a fourth dose without a doubt. The question is, when? Said Ortega Barria. The attorney in charge, Javier Caraballo, confirmed on Tuesday that the return of prosecutors Ruth Morcillo, Zulielka Moore, Decio Mojica and Tanya Sterling and Nathaniel Murgas to their work as investigative officers occurred after his office decreed a provisional dismissal of the complaint filed by the former Minister of Education, Lucy Molinar. More about that later on. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, arrested in New York for conspiring to launder money, tried to advance their sentencing hearing, but the prosecution opposed it because they are still reviewing relevant information from Panama and from Guatemala. In a note sent on Monday, the 11th of April, to Judge Raymond J. Deary of the Eastern District Court of New York, the New York State Attorney's Office and the Fraud and Money Laundering Assets Recovery Criminal Divisions of the Department of American Justice oppose the request presented by the lawyers of the Martinelli Linares last Friday, and they listed three reasons for doing it. The defense attorneys intended to advance the sentencing of their clients for the week that begins on Monday, the 25th of April, even if it were joint and by video call. But the prosecution indicated that it already has a full agenda to attend to other criminal matters until May the 6th. Therefore, the reading of the sentence remains on the originally established dates. Ricardo Albertos will be on the 13th of May at a hearing, and Luis Enrique's on the 20th of May. The two sons of former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello remain in the Brooklyn Federal Detention Center without bail. The National Police and the Public Ministry managed to dismantle a criminal organization of Costa Ricans in the province of Chiriquí. 10 people were arrested for their alleged involvement in drug trafficking and money laundering activities. The operation was called Quixote and was carried out from 4 a.m. on Tuesday, the 12th of April. It was executed by the National Police of the province of Chiriquí and under the coordination of the Superior Specialized Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime of the Public Ministry, and more details on that also later on today. The project of the City of Arts, this is located in Corundu, has a physical progress of 84% and will be inaugurated at the end of the year. This was revealed by the President, Laurentino Cortizo, after he toured the work on Tuesday. The City of Arts is being built with an investment of $55,227,345 and began in 2013, but it was received by the Cortizo administration with only 35% progress. The project was abandoned for 4 years without any kind of movement, and it says here, in my administration, we have given a boost to its infrastructure, said Cortizo. The 7 buildings will house the National Symphony Orchestra and the National Ballet of Panama, the schools of theatre, dance, plastic arts, and the National Institute of Music, stated the General Director of Communications. In addition, by the way, the complex will have a cafeteria, exhibition halls, a library, a multifunctional theatre, and will house the headquarters of the Circle of Writers and Writers of Panama. So there, that's quite something. I saw some of the pictures of it yesterday. It looks really, really something special. And lastly, from this Tuesday, the 12th, until Monday, the 18th of April, the Kairos 3 Holy Week operation will take place. Panamanian authorities announced members of the public force, health personnel, firefighters, Red Cross, emergency team, lifeguards, and the National Civil Protection System will participate in the operation in order to guarantee the safety of citizens, many of whom will travel to the interior of the country. At a press conference, it was announced that there will be a lane reversal operation starting on Thursday, the 14th of April, and that'll be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, heading towards the interior of the country. Meanwhile, the return operation to Panama City, this will be on Sunday, the 17th of April, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So there we go then. That's it. That's some of the local news. We'll be looking at those stories in more detail a little bit later on this morning, as I mentioned, at 8 and 9 o'clock. Don't forget, 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for you. 7:30, some of the business headlines. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather, which is cloudy. That's it. It's cloudy. This is the Pet Shop Boys. Dreamland, the PSB remix.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
There we go, a bit of Michael Jackson there, and beat it. And time, by the way, 13 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, today is Wednesday, which means at 8.30 we will be honoured with the presence of Andreas Clementi for this week's movie review. I've just got a sneak preview about Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Oh, I can't wait for it. He's normally in for a bit of a bad time anyway, but I think I can do even better today. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I bet he was really scared. Nelly Furtado on The Breakfast Show. Looking for somebody to love.
Come. Babe with power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
You do.
They're
what?
Remind me of the babe.
Quiet! A goblin, babe. Well.
And baby said,
dance, magic, dance,
dance, magic, dance,
dance, magic, dance.
In 9 hours and 23 minutes, you'll be mine.
I saw my baby trying hard as babe could try. What could I do? My baby's fun has gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew. What kind of magic spell to use?
Happy dancing
under your light.
Then baby said,
how many of you remember that one? How many of you would prefer to forget that one? Do you know what it is? It's a magic dance, and it's a song written and recorded by David Bowie for the 1986 Jim Henson film, which was called Labyrinth, and it was released as a single in limited markets worldwide. That was in January of 1987. Upon David Bowie's death in 2016, the single version of Magic Dance reached number 63 on the iTunes chart in the United Kingdom. There's another one he made many years ago when he first started, which was about a gnome, wasn't it? Yes. I'll have to take that one out one day. Right, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning, Mary Lou. She's been with us since the first thing this morning. Always sends me a good morning as I start the programme. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. A little bit of country, I think. And it's Meet in the Middle from Diamond Rio.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
That old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you start walking mine.
We both give a little.
Meeting in the middle there, and that is from Diamond Rio. If you are keeping eye on the time, we are just making our way to the top of the hour, about 2 minutes away. I think we can, I was going to do this, but no, I'm going to think I'll leave it because I'll chat to you for a minute and then we'll look at the what's happening in the world, shall we, with the world news. Just to remind you what we've got lined up, we're going to be looking at the world news headlines in just a few moments, and then we'll look at the business headlines around about 7.30. Weather in between, it's still cloudy out there, looks like that's settled in for a while at any rate, but we'll be checking on that. 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll look at some of the local news. We gave you the headlines around about half an hour ago. We'll look at some of that. And, of course, it is, as I mentioned, is Wednesday, which means we've got Andreas coming in the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to be talking about Sonic, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That's going to be really exciting. Anyway, for now.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. And big thanks to our friends at Inventa Venti Quattro. Remember this.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
By the way, don't forget our friends at Encuentra 24. Did you know they've got a delivery service and it's free? Now, it's called Encuentra 24, Entrega a Domicilio. And all this week, by the way, they got 30% off new products for gamers. Encuentra 24, Entrega a Domicilio. Why not try it now? Say, I want that. And bring it to me. Now.
What's up? What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. We're just making our way to a minute and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look and see what's happening in the international news of this morning. It says more than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines have surrendered in the besieged port of Mariupol, Russia's defense ministry said on Wednesday, of Moscow's main target in the eastern Donbass region, which it has yet to bring under its control. If the Russians take the Azovstal industrial district where the Marines have been holed up, they would be in full control of Mariupol, which would allow Russia to reinforce a land corridor between separatist-held eastern areas and the Crimea region that it seized and annexed in 2014. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday in an address to Estonia's parliament that Russia was using phosphorus bombs in Ukraine, accusing Moscow of using terror tactics against civilians. He didn't provide evidence, and Reuters has not been able to independently verify his claim. The Vatican's decision to have both Ukrainians and Russians take part in Pope Francis's Way of the Cross procession on Friday has caused friction with Ukrainian Catholic leaders who want it to be reconsidered. Countries that are seeking advantage by failing to condemn Russia's horrendous war against Ukraine are being short-sighted and will face consequences if they undermine Western sanctions, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Wednesday. China's commercial capital, Shanghai, warned on Wednesday that anyone who violates COVID-19 lockdown rules will be dealt with strictly, while also rallying citizens to defend their city as its tally of new cases rebounded to more than 25,000. The city police department spelled out the restrictions that most of the 25 million residents are facing and called on them to fight the epidemic with one heart and work together for an early victory. And French President Emmanuel Macron launched a scathing attack on far-right rival Marine Le Pen on Wednesday, saying her true authoritarian intentions were showing after she banned a team of reporters and did not rule out a return to the death penalty. Macron, a pro-European centrist, became president in 2017 after easily beating Le Pen when voters rallied behind him to keep the far right out of power. This time, he's facing a much tougher challenge. A senior British minister said on Wednesday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson did not set out to break COVID laws with malice and is mortified after he was fined by police for attending a gathering during lockdown as calls mounted for Johnson to quit. Johnson, his wife Carrie and Finance Minister Rishi Sunak were fined on Tuesday for breaching laws that the government imposed to curb COVID-19, drawing a wave of condemnation, including from the families of those who died alone during the pandemic. Philippine authorities on Wednesday struggled to distribute aid to tens of thousands of displaced people sheltering in evacuation centres after Typhoon Megi triggered landslides in coastal provinces that left 56 dead and dozens missing. More than 42,000 people were displaced and 200 injured when Megi made landfall at the weekend, the first tropical cyclone to hit the Philippines this year. The storm has now dissipated, the State Weather Bureau reported. And Greece said on Wednesday that pandemic restrictions such as mask wearing indoors and COVID certificates will be lifted throughout the summer tourism period, and authorities will consider reinstating them in September. Coronavirus infections in Greece have eased in recent weeks, with authorities recording 15,000 infections and 64 deaths on Tuesday. This is out of a population of 11 million. Some 72% are fully vaccinated. That's it. That's some of the things in the international business news for this morning. Wednesday morning right now. The time is, it's 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm going to be with you through till 10. Stick around for as long as you can. It's always nice to have you with us.
too young to pray. It's never too late to learn.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
No.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with the Fleetwood Mac and Heart of Stone. Following on there, there's Waiting for a Girl Like You, and that comes from Foreigner. What we're going to do after this, we'll take a look and see what the weather's going to be doing for this Wednesday, shall we? There we go. That's it. The Cascades there and the Rhythm of the Rain. And I'm on my website here, and the the hydrometeorology site isn't up and running at the moment. Certainly not from here at any rate. There's no problem with our internet. So I can't give you the weather right now. All I can do is look out the window and tell you that it's still cloudy, probably to carry on like that during the rest of the day. Chance for a few showers, no doubt, during the course of the day. Etc. I'll keep an eye on it. If it comes back a little bit later, I'll come back and let you know. But that's it. No weather. Is that such a bad thing, we ask ourselves? That's the question. Anyway, back to the music then. I'll keep an eye on that. If we do get the site coming back up, I'll let you know. This is Talk Talk. It's My Life. And we're 18 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7. can tell you something. I have double checked, and I can tell you in all honesty, because I tried on another machine, the problem is with the website. It says error connection reset every time we try and connect to that. So believe it or not, it's not my fault. Most things are, but that this particular one isn't.
Lying here in my head, in my head, in my head, done with the hiding, sick of the fight. Dying here, there's nothing left, nothing left, nothing left. Stuck in the moment. Where are we going? It's been keeping me up all night, 'cause I know what it feels like to be staring in the headlights, pretending that it's alright. Driving through the dead of night, hitting every red light. Now we're fighting just to stay alive. Finally, I realize.
There we go, after the landslide, if there's not enough problem with the weather. You certainly don't want a landslide, do you? Good morning, Renee. Renee says, good morning. It's snowing in Oregon. It hasn't snowed there in April in 82 years. Girl says, I'm dreaming of a white Easter. The world's gone potty, you know.
I'm not another.
There we go, yes, the Disco Boys there, and that's Around the World, the Daz Remix. Time on the Breakfast Show, I tell you what, I won't put another piece of music on because we're getting fairly close to the bottom of the hour. So we'll just do a call sign and we'll take a look at some of the business news, shall we, for this Wednesday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Time on the Breakfast Show is, in actual fact, almost exactly 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 7. Looking at some of the international business news for this morning, starting off in the United Kingdom, it says UK mid-caps fell on Wednesday after data showed annual inflation last month rose to a three-decade high, intensifying a cost-of-living squeeze faced by households and hit to the profits of supermarket companies like Tesco. The domestically focused FTSE 250 index declined 0.2%, extending its year-to-date loss to near 11% on concerns about economic outlook due to surging price pressures. Britain's consumer price inflation, the CPI, leapt to 7% in March, sharper than the 6.7% increase which was forecast, and ramping up pressure on the Bank of England to accelerate its monetary policy tightening. Core CPI, which excludes food, energy, alcohol and tobacco prices, rose 5.7% last month. This was from 5.2% in February. China's top offshore oil and gas producer, CNOOC Limited, is preparing to exit its operations in Britain, Canada and the United States because of concerns in Beijing the assets could become subject to Western sanctions, industry sources have said. For ties between China and the West have long been strained by trade and human rights issues, and the tension has grown following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which China has refused to condemn. A decision driven by Saudi Arabia that OPEC Plus should stop using oil data from the West's energy watchdog reflected concern about US influence on the figures, sources close to the matter said, adding to strain on ties between Riyadh and Washington. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and allies, including Russia, a group referred to as OPEC Plus, has so far ignored Western calls to increase output to try to lower oil prices of around about $100 a barrel. And oil prices, in fact, edged higher on Wednesday after Moscow said that peace talks with Ukraine had hit a dead end, fueling supply worries, while weak economic data from China and Japan kept a lid on gains. Brent crude rose by 48 cents, or 0.5%, to $105.12 a barrel. This was by 808 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures gained 28 cents, or 0.3%. to $100.88. Both benchmarks had surged by more than 6% on Tuesday. The Russian ruble stabilized near 80 per dollar on Wednesday, and stock indices were up slightly, losing momentum after weeks of jittery trade. Russian actions in Ukraine, which Moscow calls a special military operation, remained in focus, along with the risk of new Western sanctions and expectations that the economy is heading for its sharpest contraction since 1994. China's imports unexpectedly fell in March as COVID-19 curbs across large parts of the country hampered freight arrivals and weakened domestic demand, while export growth slowed, prompting analysts to expect a worsening in trade in the second quarter. The softer trade figures are likely to reinforce expectations of more policy support from the government, with an advisor on Wednesday calling for cuts in banks' reserve requirements and interest rates to boost a flagging economy. Elon Musk was sued on Tuesday by former Twitter Inc. shareholders who claimed that they missed out on the recent run-up in its stock price because he waited too long to disclose a 9.2% stake in the social media company. In a proposed class action filed in Manhattan federal court, the shareholders said that Musk, the chief executive of the electric car company Tesla, made materially false and misleading statements and omissions by failing to reveal that he had invested in Twitter by March the 24th, as required under federal law. Alphabet Inc.'s Google said on Wednesday that it plans to invest about $9.5 billion across the United States offices and data centers this year. This is up from $7 billion last year. Google said that the investment will create at least 12,000 full-time jobs in 2022 and focus on data centers in several states, including Nevada, Nebraska, and Virginia. The company will open also a new office in Atlanta this year and expand its data center in Story County, Nevada, it added. And Hyundai Motor Company plans to add electric vehicles to its Montgomery assembly line in the United States, marking the South Korean automaker's first EV production in the country, Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama said on Tuesday. And lastly, Swiss judges found former Raiffeisen Switzerland chief executive Pierin Vicens guilty of fraud on Wednesday, sentencing him to nearly 4 years in jail at the end of a trial which focused on his huge strip club bills and use of company expenses. After one of Switzerland's highest profile corporate crime trials in decades, Zurich's district court convicted Vicens, a former Swiss banker of the year, who was charged with making millions through illicit deals while he was CEO of the bank. What'd the bank say? Do as I say, not as I do. Time on the breakfast show, 25 minutes right now, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Brandy, you're a fine girl. This is from Looking Glass.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy,
There we go, that's it, Looking Glass there, and Brandy, that goes back a bit, doesn't it? 22 minutes right now, and that's as we make our way up to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we will take a look at some of the local news for you, and joining me in the next hour, around about 8:20, 8:25, something like that, we'll have Andreas with us here on the Breakfast Show, talking about movies, Sonic Hedgehog 2, can't wait. And also we'll be checking in with Ingrid, and we'll have a little word with Yasmin as well a little bit later on.
Thank you. wild dreams never mean one thing. Cause happiness lies in the diamond ring. Oh, I've been asking. Oh, I've been asking for problems.
There we go, that's Imagine Dragons and Bad Liar, following on from Robin Schultz and Wes with Alain. Right, I don't know, good news or bad news? How are we going to find out, aren't we? I'll tell you what I mean by that. The hydrometeorological website is back up and running, so we're a little bit late, but let's take a look at the weather for this Wednesday. We're going to start in Costa Rica, as we do over there in the province of Colón. We've got a maximum temperature over there today of 31 degrees Celsius, with 22 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, 81% relative humidity. Now, chance of a few showers during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Moving over to West Panama on this side of the isthmus, we've got 34 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 the minimum. 40 Warinta. Oh, big discomfort. 40 degrees Celsius is what it's going to feel. That's the thermal sensation. With the relative humidity, though, not too bad at 76%, but that is hot. Right, partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight will be clear. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, let's hope it's a little bit better. We don't want 40. Let's take a look. 32 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, 37 degrees Celsius, with 74% relative humidity. Perhaps they were a little bit wrong with West Panama. Anyway, if not, we're further up. We're all right. Not too bad at 37. Well, reasonable. It's partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight as well. Not seeing too much of the sun. I'd say it's a little bit more like cloudy at the moment. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Let's wander out into the Gulf of Panama. We've got 33 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature out there, with 24 being the minimum. 39, you see, that's the number just underneath big comfort. That's the discomfort. That's the 39. That's the top of the mild discomfort. 39 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, 76% relative humidity. So if you're all getting your gin palaces ready for the long weekend, the Easter weekend, to go out there, just take it carefully. Now, what have we got? So we've got isolated showers during the course of this morning, partially cloudy in the afternoon, and isolated rains with thunderstorms tonight. Moving on to maritime conditions. Yes, if you're looking at taking the boat out, let's start with the tides. And this is on the Pacific. High tide was at 1:10 this morning. That was 3.69 metres. Low tide, that'll be 7:24 this morning. It would have been about the right time when we did the weather report at the right time, but anyway, we missed it. 7:24 was the low tide, 0.98 of a metre. High tide again, 1:40 in the afternoon, 3.96 metres. Low tide, the last one, just before 8 o'clock tonight, 7:58. That'll be 0.91 of a metre. On the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 2:36 this morning, that was 0.06 of a metre. High tide, we're looking at 9 o'clock this morning, 0.21 of a metre. Low tide again, 4:02 in the afternoon, and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. And the high tide, the last one, 10:29 tonight, and that'll be 0.15 of a metre. Now let's look at the actual conditions, the sea conditions for today. Starting on the Caribbean coast for this morning, they say conditions will be good. We've got 20 to 24 kilometre an hour winds coming in from a northerly direction with 4 foot waves. During the course of the afternoon, still remaining good, winds dropping slightly, 15 to 18 kilometres an hour coming from the north. Waves are remaining at, they're remaining at 4 feet. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. Good conditions for this morning. Light winds, 7 to 12 kilometres an hour coming in from the northeast. Waves, though, are going to be up at 5 feet, so a fair bit of a swell. For this afternoon, good conditions continuing with 6 to 12 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon coming from a southwesterly direction. Waves, they are going to continue at 5 feet. All right, so there we are. There's your weather. We got there in the end, didn't we?
hear my plea. Don't ever let another take a love from me, or I would surely die. Heavenly, when her arms enfold me, I hear a tender rhapsody. But in reality, she doesn't even know me.
Just my imagination.
Once again,
running away with me.
Tell you what, they made some great remakes of Tamla Motown, and that's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. Take us up towards the top of the hour, Pink Floyd.
Thank you.
There we go. There's Pink Floyd and Louder Than Words. And that has just about brought us to the top of the hour. So it's time to look at the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Tonight. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it is the week of Semana Santa. Sounds like we're going to get off early. Is that mean? Yeah, well, that didn't come out right now, did it? Looks like we're going to leave work early and not have to work on Friday. I said something that probably a little inappropriate, but that's okay. Well, it is indeed another, it's clearly the start of the change of season. It's because it's getting really, really green. My buddy, the Aussie, he drove down to Coronado the other day and he says, you know, you're in this green area and you come down the hill and then it's dry and it's dusty and it's hot. And he says, when I drive back, I come back, I'm dry and dusty and hot, and I come over the ridge and it's green again. And he says, it's kind of like magic. I said, well, yes, Panama is magic, but El Valle has a special magnet. It's a magnet and a magic that only it's people who love nature. It's just a special place. And right now we got that overcast rain coming, so you know the Baja Reque is not far behind. It's going to make working outside a little more difficult than I had hoped for. But, well, I'm getting to it. I'm going to hopefully pick up my exercise machine so I can work out in the house once the rain starts. But until then, I'm going to bear the weather this morning and do either walk, run, or bicycle. The only thing I'm missing is swimming for a triathlon, but not a lot of swimming up here in El Valle. It is beautiful. Let me count the mangoes. How do I love thee? 1, 2, 3, 4. There must be 20, 25 mangoes on the patio. And my bunch of bananas, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At least 6 or 8 of them are turning yellow, so the fruit is in season. The only thing I haven't gotten any yet is the Guayacan, not the Guayacan, the Guanabana. These names are also difficult for this little old mouth of mine. The Guanabana, because the squirrels keep eating off all the seeds, so none of them are getting to mature. But I've got papaya. The avocados are really coming. I'm going to have such a delicious backyard. I'm going to go outside and just like... All right, well, getting ready to get to work. It is going to be a gorgeous day, whether it rains or shines, because we woke up and we're all alive and we're feeling pretty good. All right, you guys be safe. Be safe during Semana Santa. I hope to give you one more shot out before the weekend. I don't think I'm doing Freaky Friday this week because we're not working on Friday, right, Terry? Please say yes. Please say yes. All right, back to you in the studio.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shot of light that shows the way. We'll be right back.
That's Queen and A Kind of Magic. Big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk telling us how magic it is in El Valle. Right.
Wait, country folk? I don't think Ingrid is country folk.
She's living in El Valle.
That's not the country.
Of course it's the country.
How is that the country?
It's outside.
It's el interior, not the country.
Well, we say countryside in England.
Fair enough. That's not where you are.
We don't have an interior.
Well, I'm just saying. Sasha's the guy, she's like farming and vegetables and taking care of cattle. That's not what she does.
Who are you, anyway?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah. I don't know who invited this guy. He could come wandering in. You can't say that. He's not from the country.
It's just, I found it interesting that you cataloged her state of being as a country folk.
Well, you see, if you knew the story behind it, because we do have a series in the United Kingdom which is called The Archers. And that's the signature tune, by the way, just in case you...
No. Okay. Please keep on.
And it's been going since I was a kid. I remember my grandpa listening to it. It's been going ever since. It's just one of these 15-minute sort of things every day. And it's about the people, they live in the farms and in the countryside. And it's called an everyday story of country folk.
There you go. Did you want to live in the country back in England? Were you a fan of that?
No, I've always been a city person.
Okay.
But I do miss the countryside.
Fair.
I do miss the countryside, I must admit. But then again. Anyway, what do you want?
We are talking about a kid movie.
This is who? Andreas, right?
Yes, Andreas Clemente.
That's
the name.
Must be Wednesday.
Don't forget it.
Must be Wednesday.
Anyways,
it is Wednesday, which means if we're going to tech tomorrow, then Friday's nice Friday.
Are you taking off tomorrow?
No, I'm taking off.
Are you going out to the country? Anyways.
The only thing that I can say is that sort of pleases me was that you had to go and see Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
I know. I went to see this movie because you were like, you got to go see it. And I was like, okay.
Because it's a new release. I mean, you can't just go and see what you want to see because there's loads of kids listen to this program that want to know what Sonic the Hedgehog's done. So you'd be nice.
There is always a Timmy. Anyways, here's the thing. I went alone.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, because my wife was like, I'm not going to go see that. And I got to go alone. And I show up, and there's a bunch of kids. Obviously, it doesn't look good if a grown-ass man shows up at a kid's movie by himself. It looks weird.
Mm.
So I'm there, feeling uncomfortable, with a mom by my side, looking at me like, why is this man alone watching Sonic the Hedgehog 2? But I had to tell her, I'm doing this for charity. And she was like, I get it. I understand now. And she let me be. And she gave me some popcorn. It was nice. She shared.
If anybody had any idea what I have to put up with, I'm actually surprised they let you in,
right?
It was a kid's movie.
Sequel. By the way.
It's a sequel.
It's a sequel. There's the first one of this. Mm-hmm. So, directed by Jeff Fowler, starring Ben Schwartz and Jim Carrey. Your favorite. I think you're a fan. Are you a fan of Jim Carrey?
No.
Okay.
I am a fan, though, of Idris Elba, and you don't even mention him until you get into the tapes. He's a star. Why wasn't he starring?
Because he does a little voice. He's not even there. He's one of the voice actors.
It's a cartoon, isn't it?
It's not a cartoon. It's an
animation.
It's a live-action CGI mixture. Like, the characters, the video game characters are CGI, but everybody else's live-action is human.
Okay.
I don't like those hybrids. Anyways, give us the plot, Jerry. You practiced.
I did.
You did.
Because it's longer than your comments.
Super fair.
Which super makes fair. A change. When the manic doctor of Robotnik returns to Earth with a new ally, Knuckles, the Echinada.
Echidna, Jerry. Echidna. It's a tribe. Play some Sega.
It looks like it's spelled like Enchinada.
Okay, it's not. Echidna's.
It's like a Caramagnoli.
Okay.
Sonic and his new friend, Tails, is all that stands in their way.
There you go. There you go. It's all about stopping Dr. Robotnik.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk positives. First, Ben Schwartz and Idris Elba work really well as Sonic and Knuckles. Their voices really lend well to the characters. I you know what? I enjoyed the first one. I remember I saw the first one. I enjoyed it. And the reason I enjoyed that one was because of Ben Schwartz's Sonic.
Hang on. You mentioned Ben Schwartz is starring, and he's playing...
Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah.
Okay, and Idris Elba is playing...
Knuckles.
Okay, but he doesn't get mentioned as a star.
Okay, the movie's called Sonic the Hedgehog. It's not called Sonic the Hedgehog and Knuckles. That's why he's not mentioned in the starring
role. And Jim Carrey is playing what?
Dr. Robotnik.
Okay, but that's not mentioned in the title either.
Well, but Dr. Robotnik is the main villain. You gotta mention him. Knuckles is not the main villain. Knuckles is like an enforcer. A side character, a side piece.
Enforcers are good.
I know. I'm trying to get one. Anyways, I enjoyed Ben Schwartz and Idris Elba to the point that I think Idris Elba is going to get his own like movie franchise because of this. Like,
now you're trying to be nice.
I'm just saying, Knuckles is going to become his own thing. He's going to have his own movie or TV
right.
series or
then
whatever.
Then you mention him as a star, right?
By the way, yes, because the movie has made a bunch of money.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's done huge at the box office. Okay. Jim Carrey is a ball of energy as Robotnik. Much more than the first one. I enjoyed the first one because it was the first time we saw Jim Carrey get back to his comedy antics. There was a long period of time where Jim Carrey really slowed down and pretty much retired from acting for quite a while. And when he would come back, it was more in dramatic roles and stuff like that. Dr. Robotnik in the first Sonic was his first, like, okay, I'm getting back to wacky mm-hmm. Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. In this one, though, he elevates to an even higher degree of Jim Carrey-ness. Like, he is all, every line he gives is at an 11. Like, everything is overperformed, overacted, super big, and it can get tiresome.
Perhaps he's trying to get his own series.
I don't know, maybe, but it does get a little tiresome.
Jim Carrey, to me, doesn't get a little bit, because to me, Jim Carrey is the same as Jim Carrey was when he came out 20, 30 years ago.
Fair enough when he does that character. To be honest, he does a lot of Ace Ventura stuff in this movie, and it gets tiresome. Anyways, but it's a ball of energy.
Okay.
It really gets energy
right.
in the movie.
Okay. Adam Pally, he hasn't been mentioned yet.
He hasn't. No. Because he has a super small role, but he's a super gifted comedian, and he brings a lot of his comedy chops to the super small role, and it adds well. Yeah.
Comedy chops?
Yeah.
Chops?
Chops, yeah.
Talents.
Comedy talents.
Chuletas? Would you say in Spanish, comedy chuletas?
No, comedy chops. It's comedy talents.
But that's chops.
It's a phrase.
Perhaps it was a mistake?
No, it's not a mistake.
Chops.
No, I get it.
Okay.
Just but yeah, to, okay. Adam Pauly's funny and really the... small amount of scenes he's in. Worldwide Adventure. Before, in the first one, it was all in a little town. In this one, they go all over the world because it's all about a quest to find an emerald.
It's like a James Bond movie.
Wow. I would never make that comparison, but yes, I guess you could say that.
That's one of it's one of the things my good lady says to me. She always enjoys the James Bond movies because they go all over the place.
That's fair. I like it. Enjoy that.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy them.
Strong special effects.
Okay.
Like, the whole CGI animation is done really well. The special effects of Sonic having, like, super speed and stuff like that is shown well. Like, it really... Honestly, special effects nowadays are impressive what they can do. And in this movie, there's no different. I was impressed.
Was it better than the original one that came out with the bunny rabbit?
With the bunny rabbit?
Yeah, that was with the little actor guy and the bunny rabbit.
What are you talking about?
A movie.
With the bunny rabbit?
Yeah, there was a bunny rabbit. And it was the bunny rabbit was a cartoon, and the rest was...
Peter Rabbit? Is that... You're talking about Peter Rabbit?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was a little guy. Danny DeVito. And there was a rabbit in it.
I'm super lost.
Yeah, I know. That's normal.
Fair enough. More addition of the video game lore. The video game, if people out there are huge fans of Sonic the video game, obviously it's a huge franchise. It's a huge brand that's been going on since the 90s. And there's a lot of lore behind it. There's a lot of stories and a lot of quests. And in this movie, they add a lot to that. They add pieces you can recognize from video games and objects they're trying to find that are from the video games. So that stuff is cool, especially for fans. Which, by the way, I'm not, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Either way. Negatives. Let's go with the negatives real quick. Incredibly stupid jokes, especially from Jim Carrey. Like, there's a couple moments I'm like, I mean, I know this is for kids, but don't dumb it down. I hate it when movies talk down to kids and give them fart jokes. Like, I'm not. No. I'm not a fan.
What joke?
Fart jokes.
Fart jokes?
Yes.
Like...
Wow, is that your fart noise? Really? What's happening?
I haven't got my teeth in.
Got it. What was that? Anyways.
I mean, those kind of jokes, they're sort of silly, aren't they?
They are, but it just becomes... And Jim Carrey, again, his the mannerisms and the whole thing, like, every line he gives is trying to get a joke off. And like, hey, man, just say world domination. Don't say, world domination. Like, you don't need to say it that way. I'm just...
Why did you do that?
Because that's what Jim Carrey does. Oh, I was trying to imitate.
Yeah, but you see,
it was an imitation.
That's why I don't like Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Too childish. It goes back to the first...
It's for kids.
It's just too... No, it's too
it's
childish.
For kids.
No, I have a kid, and she was like, she rolled her eyes.
Oh, you didn't go on your own?
I know, I'm lying.
Took our own kid so we could get in.
No, I'm lying about taking my kid. I went alone. But I'm sure she would roll her eyes. She's four.
I want to say thank you very much, Louise. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
That was not Danny DeVito, though. That was Bob Hoskins.
No, it was a bunny.
Yeah, no, Roger Rabbit was a bunny. But Bob Hoskins was not Danny DeVito.
Bob Hoskins was imitating Danny DeVito.
No, he was not.
You're right, though. It was Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
They look similar.
Dumb, they kind of do. Dumb dance battle. Like, come on, really? We're doing a dance battle in the movie? Come on.
It's for kids.
Again, no. Do you see a lot of kids doing some dance battles?
Not these days.
I'm telling you. They decided to get out of death-defying scenes by simply cutting away. This was remarkable to me. There are a bunch of moments where either Sonic or humans are in, like, death-defying moments. What happens, for example, there's a moment Sonic is in the middle of a storm in the middle of the ocean. And you can see when he obviously goes underwater. So they cut away, and they cut back in, and Sonic's at the beach. You're like, wait, what?
It's for kids.
But again, there's a moment where the live-action people, humans, are in a truck. It is a convertible truck with no doors. And they flip over like three times, and they cut away, and they cut back in, and they're like crawling out of the car. You're like, wait, these people should be dead, or at least give an explanation. Because that's how physics work.
They were wearing their seatbelts.
In a convertible car flipping around, I don't care what kind of seatbelt you use, you're probably going to die,
or at least
be passed out.
With a roll cage.
I don't know, man.
Honestly, you're very picky today.
No, there's a moment where an underwater temple is crashing down on Sonic and Knuckles.
Right.
And they cut away.
Right.
And they cut in back, and they're like arriving again at the beach. How did they get out of the temple? We don't know. Who cares? They just are alive. So those kind of things are like, you give, even though it's for kids, you got to give an explanation. Don't just cut away and cut back in and they're okay. Move it on. It's called story, Jerry.
Well, you know, we used to go to the thing, it was called Saturday Morning Pictures. We used to go to the Gaumont Cinema.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And we used to queue up to go in, and I remember going in with C, and it was black and white. And they also had one of those organs that came out of the floor, and a man was playing the organ before the movie. Not a piano. Wasn't that long ago?
How'd it go in the Great Depression?
Shut up. But the thing is, you used to have these series. It was like a series.
Okay.
And then you'd see that the plane was flying with all the little sparks coming out the back to make it look as if it was flying. And it would go into the mountain and it would blow up.
Okay.
And you had to wait a week.
And what would happen?
And when you went back, it missed the mountain.
It missed the mountain.
It missed the mountain completely.
But you saw the thing
but
exploding.
But you saw it go in, you see. So this isn't new, cutaway thing, okay?
It's just dumb.
It's for kids.
Just dumb. Super Saiyan ripoff.
I'm not dumb.
No, the scene was dumb.
Oh, okay.
Super Saiyan ripoff.
What's the Saiyan?
Have you ever seen Dragon Ball?
No.
Okay, for anybody listening that I'm sure have seen Dragon Ball Z, which is a huge anime cartoon, there's a whole thing about powering up and their hair changes color and gets spiky. Literally, it happens exactly that same way in this movie. And you're looking at it, and I was looking at it like, wow, did they pay some rights? Like, it is a clear ripoff of the classic Super Saiyan transformation.
Perhaps they hadn't seen the dragon thing.
I doubt it. The super speed of the characters is never really showcased. Like, when you normally have a super speed character, you kind of have some scenes that show how fast he is. In this movie, we don't get that a lot. We just see him running a couple times, but never really a showcase moment. And by the way, on that, for example, there is a moment where Sonic is snowboarding away from an avalanche. Mm-hmm. If you have super speed, wouldn't it be easier to just run away? Quick explanation there. It happens all the time throughout the movie. In moments where super speed can fix the situation, they don't use it. Which, again, goes to bad writing. Like, if you have a super speed character, you need to take into consideration when you have moments of danger that they can use their super speed to get out of it.
Well, there you are. Now you know with the cutaway, because they're so fast.
No, no.
When the temple was falling on them, they were so fast, they ran away, and they went to the beach again.
I know, man. It was weird. It was weird.
You're not paying attention. Poorly
written movie. And by the way, I enjoyed the first one. I really did. It was a poorly written movie. It's like those movies. Do you ever saw the Chipmunks movies? Have you ever heard of those?
I've heard of them.
Okay. I think I saw the first one, maybe. But they just keep making these movies, these sequels, without real reason to do it, without a real story, and they just come out like crap. And this movie kind of did. Anyways, final comments. I actually enjoyed the first one, but this one is much more cartoony and dumbed down.
Shall we do a piece of music?
Okay, go for it.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Together now.
No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
I get so tired of that voice.
There we go. That's the Chippendales. Oh, no. Sorry,
no,
Chipmunks.
It's
the
Chipmunks.
Yes. Yeah, the Chippendales is something completely
Chippendales
different.
Chippendales is a Disney version.
That's a different cartoon.
Yeah, different brand.
There we go. Yes, that is the chipmunk. We were just saying, actually, while we were enjoying that, kids don't listen to that type of music anymore.
No, not at all.
They listen to Billie Eilish.
Now parents want their kids to grow up so fast.
She's got green hair. She looks cartoonish. She's got green hair.
I think she stopped that look.
Is this
for
really?
The second album? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think some parents, and most parents, make their kids like listen to grown-up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to parties where they put like reggaeton and songs that are like why are and the kids are dancing and they enjoy it, but I for example, my daughter, she has we made a playlist for her, and it's mostly Disney songs.
But the thing is, are we treating kids properly? I mean, why do kids need to be having kids? Some kids are grown up. They grow up. They don't need to. That's our perception, not their perception.
So you think they enjoy?
They enjoy
Don Omar?
They enjoy whatever they listen to.
I guess.
I mean, when I was a kid, I enjoyed Davy Crockett because that's all I could listen to.
Fair enough.
Davy Crockett.
I don't want my daughter to grow up so fast. I want her to enjoy.
You see, you don't want to, but she might want to. She might want to grow up fast. So get me out of here, she says.
Super fair. Final comments, real quick.
Yes. Four lines.
Yes. Actually enjoyed the first one, but this one is much more cartoony and dumbed down. Made plenty of money, but hopefully next one will be a whole family adventure. Here's the thing, the first one was all about the family, all about the live action characters getting together with Sonic, and this one is weird. Again, I did not enjoy it. I thought it was dumb. I thought it was dumb. Too much Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Too much Jim Carrey. I would tone it down a little bit. And the writers need to think of better ways to use Sonic as a character and his powers. I was kind of let down by this one.
Okay. Mary Lou, by the way, does say that kids should be kids.
Thank you.
And she says she's still a kid.
There you go. I like Mary Lou.
Yeah, that's
she knows what she's talking about.
Wise person.
Wise person.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yasmin. Come in, wherever you are.
Hello.
Did you see Sonic the Screwdriver?
The Hedgehog.
Oh. Did you see Sonic the Hedgehog?
No.
You see? First time.
You didn't take it in?
No, he doesn't want to watch it.
There you go. How old is your son?
16.
Yeah, he's not.
Well, you went, and how old are you?
Because you made me go. You made me go.
I must admit, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you when were I like, you got to watch
when
that.
When I found that. Why couldn't you go and see, what's the guy with the cape?
What guy with a cape?
Doctor Strange.
That hasn't premiered. It premieres in May. It premieres in May.
Have you seen it yet, yes?
Oh, yes. I love it.
You saw Doctor Strange in the...
I mean, the other movies.
Oh, no. She saw the original. This is the sequel hasn't come out.
Uh-huh.
The sequel comes out in May.
No, she saw the original before the sequel came out because she goes to all these things.
What are you talking about? Of course everybody saw the first one. The first one came out years ago.
You do movie reviews and you don't get invited.
I don't get invited. That's true.
No, that's true.
Jasmine just lets me know about him. He's I'm going to this premiere. Thank you, Jasmine, for letting me know. Super cool.
What's on this week, Jasmine? What's coming up in the movies this week? Do you know?
Yeah.
What have you been invited?
It's the Harry Potter thing.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, it's a Fantastic Beast with Dumbledore Awards.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, it's a prequel. It's when Dumbledore is young and fighting some bad guy.
Oh, okay.
It's the movie that Johnny Depp got fired from.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
I see he's back in court.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, he's back in court.
He's back in court.
Because of that whole case, he got fired from the Harry Potter universe.
No, he's not. No, this is about his bust-up with, what's her name?
Amber Heard, yeah.
Amber Heard. Yeah. He's back in court in New York because she put an article in the paper about... it was about, violence.
I think it was obviously a toxic marriage.
She didn't it sounds like it. But she didn't mention his name in there, but he's still suing him.
They're both suing each other, I think.
Yeah.
It's a weird case.
Mm.
I think it was a really toxic marriage. And it's funny because they're both, like, digging their career graves. Mm-hmm. But
it's and not only that, a slap in the face is a lot quicker.
Oh. By the way, talk about toxic marriages.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Because one of the comedians, I was watching one of the comedians, he did a sketch of it, one of the American comedians, whatever, and he said something about, I wouldn't interview him, I'd interview his wife about her affair.
I got to be honest, and I think I said it on the show or I said it to a friend, it would not surprise me a bit if they get divorced really soon.
Yeah.
That is a toxic.
Well, now he's not likely to be working anymore. It's quite feasible.
And I think she actually came out and said like she was in, she felt her husband overreacted or something. Like she came out in public.
But the thing is,
and I was like, come on, man.
She said, but I mean, the thing is, if you when it was actually on, I mean, you could see he's laughing at the joke. She's looking like thunder, and I mean, he obviously looked around and said, I better go and slap his face.
That thing, that when the moment you think you need to do something because your wife is mad, it's a toxic marriage.
Yeah. Like that. You know, the good thing about the slap, it stopped us talking about Ukraine and Russia for a little bit.
You think that was Putin?
You know,
Putin. Anyways, I gotta go, man. I gotta take off.
Oh, you gotta go. Oh, no wonder it was a short review.
Yeah, right? I got a big meeting and get that money, you know, because
yeah, boy, that's right. Yeah. The breakfast show with you. Do some for me.
Yeah, I'll send you some stuff.
So what is it this week you're going to see?
We're going to see the Dumbledore thing. We're going to do Harry Potter. Yeah,
okay.
it's a Harry Potter all franchise right. thing.
Oh, okay. Did you get an invite?
No, I'm waiting for Jasmine to write to me like she's going. And okay. I'm being sad
Enjoy.
At home. Yeah.
Take care, my friend.
All the best.
There we go, Andres Clementi with us for this week's movie review. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. That's 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we got it for you at 9. go. Take a French DJ like Stefan Pompanek and a great classic, On the Road Again. Put them together. What do you get? You get that remix. Time on the Breakfast Show is 5 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. As I mentioned, top of the hour. If you missed the news today, you got it at 9. Remember bopping away to that one, I do. Yes, indeedy. Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Disco song is written by a guy called Freddie Perren and Kenny St. Louis. Recorded by Tavares, that was in 1976, Height of Disco. Released as a single off of their album, which was called Sky High. And it was split, by the way, into two parts. The first part was 3 minutes and 28 seconds in length, while the second part was 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Why on earth they did that? Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel was a re-release also in February of 1986. Reached number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 76 and peaked at number 3 on the Hot Singles, Soul Singles chart as well. And with the track Don't Take Away the Music, it spent 2 weeks at number 1 on the Hot Dance Club Play chart. So that's it. And talking about that's it, that's brought us to this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
But we know we wouldn't break it, 'cause our love is strong, and we know we'll prove them wrong.
They only saw the angry you and me, so I guess that's what they could perceive. But they only saw the surface of a deep blue sea.
Yeah.
the best place to be in the mornings.
Of a grain of sand and holding infinities in the palm of your hand, and heaven's realms in the seedlings of this tiny flower, and eternities in the space of a single hour. Send your love into the future. Send your love to the distant.
We started off those two with Luciano and Strength of Love. Following on, that is Sting, of course, and Send Your Love. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 23 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Got plenty of great music going right through to 10 o'clock. We'll be checking in with Yasmin fairly soon, because we've got a couple of Born on This Day in Music. We do indeed. This Sounds a little bit like Bach's Toccata and Fugue, doesn't it, if I remember rightly? It's not, though. It's Mystery of Love from Donna Summer.
Thank you. nothing better than just lying here together, staring at the bedroom window.
There we go. That is Will Young now. Unmistakable voice, really, isn't he? And that was I Just Want a Lover. And we have come back to chat to Yasmin.
Hello again.
Hello again. Hello again. Hey, I tell you what, I'm impressed. Because he didn't cut your hair, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Everybody likes it.
He has done a good job of that.
Mm-hmm. That was his first time.
I know.
And he was scared before.
Well, no, I'm scared of what would happen if you got it wrong. No, it looks good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, I've got another career. Mm-hmm. He's good at cooking.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing hair cutting.
Mm-hmm.
He's made for life, really, isn't he?
Yes.
There we go.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Good morning. Is he listening, by the way? No, he's at school.
No, he's at school, yes.
He's at school.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he's still got a Walkman thingy or listening on his phone. Good morning, Ian. So, we got a couple of born on this day in music.
Mm-hmm. In 1944, Brian Pendleton, rhythm guitar, backing vocals, bass, from 1963 to 1966 with Pretty Things, who had the 1964 UK number 10 single, Don't Bring Me Down.
You know, I was thinking, because it's still got it in my collections, I've got a lot of stuff from that period,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think I remember playing it.
Oh, really?
You'll know, because you remember everything, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
it. This is it.
I'm on my own, just wanna roam. I tell you, man, don't wanna home. I wander around, be off the ground. I need to go from town to town.
There we go. That's it. That's the Pretty Things and Don't Bring Me Down. Do you remember that one?
No, but I like it.
That's
nice.
Yeah, it was okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, typical 1920s, early sort of 60s, that mm-hmm. is. But they come from London in the UK,
mm-hmm.
and apparently they're also known as Electric Banana.
Hmm.
I think Pretty Things, probably that. Although I was just looking at a picture of them, yes, at Netherlands, in the Netherlands, at the airport.
Yeah.
They weren't pretty. And there's an airplane in the background, and I can tell by the tail of that airplane it's got propellers as well. Oh, I can see the propellers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. See. Yeah. Oh, yes. We didn't have many jets in those days. If you wanted to go across the channel, we had to row. So yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's a good one. I do remember the song,
mm-hmm.
but I just haven't played it for some strange reason. Now your next choice today, the song I'm going to play, I've definitely played it because I love it.
Mm-hmm. All Green.
Mm.
He was born in 1946, American singer, songwriter, often known as the Reverend Al Green, who had the 1971 UK number 4 single, Tired of Being Alone, and the 1972 US number 1 single, Let's Stay Together.
is what I need.
Goes, yes, Mr. Orr, as he has been mentioned, the Reverend Al Green. Classic one, that one, yes, we played that one, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can sing to it.
Oh, yes, it's very
Not very well. So, what have you got planned for the rest of the day?
Today, just at home, I guess.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm, because Ian is free tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So, today we are going to organize everything for the long weekend.
Okay, what are you going to be doing? Going up to the Altos, whatever it is?
Yes? Cerrazul, maybe.
Cerrazul, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet, but yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's like I said yesterday, it's half day tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
It's the wrong half.
No, it's not.
So we'll be here.
Yes.
Won't we?
Which is great.
What? Love it. You should move in and I'll move out.
No.
Oh, we have fun, don't we? Of course we do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, even when it is a half day for everybody else. Just a normal day for us. All right, yes, well, no exercising today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'll take it easy then.
Yes.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you.
And yes, we will be back tomorrow morning, won't we?
Yes, indeed.
We will. Mm-hmm. So there we are. Born on this day in music with our Yasmin, Katie Tunstall. She's singing here, apparently, by this one. She's a funny man.
Locked inside your head, do you realize the things you said never made sense? We can sit here and lie, but we don't know the half of it in your defense. We've been talking a while, and it seems to me each time you smile, lights are coming on. But they don't burn too strong, and they won't stay for long, and then they
Funny Man. That's what that's called. As I mentioned, that was from Katie Tungstall. This, I'll dedicate this one to me. It comes from Zane. It's called Hey, Mr. DJ.
Bye.
Just like being at home, really, listening to the sea like that. There we go. Keith Marshall and Only Cry. Time on the Breakfast Show, we've got about 2.5 minutes to go to the end of the program. I've got just the perfect thing. I've got Time in a Bottle. Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
There we go, perfect timing, in actual fact. Just a bit of time in the bottle took us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks go out this morning on the Breakfast Show. Breakfast Show, big thanks to Andreas, of course, Andreas Clementi, who was with us in the 8 o'clock hour giving us our movie review, which was Sonic Hedgehog 2, and he really enjoyed it. Tomorrow we're going to be talking tech with Dr. Computer. He said that he'll be able to join us tomorrow, so that'll be in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. And as for today, also big thanks go to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, to my producer, and Born This Day in Music here in the Breakfast Show studio, and of course social media and everything else, to Yasmin, my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's back with us here in Panama. So good to have him back. And in the distance there, we got Lala the Parrot getting the last word in. And that's it. Big thanks also go to the boys and girls at Group of Grant who keep us up and running. And as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. As I said, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, the last day for this week as we come up to the Easter weekend. But Yaz and I will be here together with Alex, keeping you entertained tomorrow morning. 6 o'clock, I'll be here, so if you can join me then, please do, because, well, just remember what I say, be careful. Whatever it is you're doing between now and 6, do it carefully, because at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, don't I? Yes, of course I do. Not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.